So I want to talk about the things we tell ourselves, the lies that we often rely on that we tell ourselves we don't consciously know about all the time that we actually do, right? And a lot of this is ingrained from the way we were raised. It was talked about. It was maybe the movies we watched, the environment we were raised in, or the situations that we were in. To say somebody was gifted the ability to be raised in a more prosperous or abundant, environment than you, and they have advantages over you, is unfair to you, because you are holding yourself back from being the person that you can be. And by doing so, you're cheating yourself, you're cheating your family, and you're cheating others that are around you to share this growth, to share you as who you were meant to be, the person that you, as personal growth, were meant to be. Now, me coming from my background, I have that same thought pattern, right? I think, okay, well, I had, originally, I was like, I was in my 20s, I was thinking, well, I wasn't raised in a good environment, I wasn't surrounded by the great people, I wasn't doing this, I wasn't doing that. I haven't had the opportunities to do this and that and whatever the case may be. It's not about that. It's about making the opportunities. It's about making yourself have the abilities. And this is not an easy task. It's not something that will just come to you. But you have to pursue it. It's a pursuit every single day, right? But don't cheat yourself by telling yourself lies. Don't fall into that pit of lies that are going to hold you back from not taking action. That allow everybody has excuses. And the worst part of excuses is that they are valid. That if you express them, that people will not hold it against you that you have that excuse. That, okay, it's completely fine because we understand where you're coming from. That's the worst part of an excuse. That's the worst part of it. And it hinders you from stopping, from taking action and moving forward. The growth, right? It stops you from doing that. Pass or fail. Moving forward is moving forward. If you fall down and scrape yourself walking forward, you still are further than you used to be. It doesn't have to be a win. It has to be an environment, a journey, a part of you that you want to grow and get better. But to hold yourself as to tell yourself lies every day, to make excuses, is not healthy. Neither one of these situations is healthy, right? It's having the energy to grow and to get better. And doing that is stopping mentally stopping from having these excuses, having these mental blocks every single day and looking at your past and your environment and where you were or where whatever. You need to look at where you're going. You need to stop. You need to look at where you're going. You're better than where you are. Look, if you're listening to this podcast right now, if you are listening to what I am saying right now, then there is something inside of you right now that is wanting more. And you need to let go of the fear of pursuing that person. And you need to just take that by the reins and pursue that person so that you can be a better version of yourself. You can be the best person. You have it inside of you already. There is a better person inside of you that you may not even be aware of. That has the answers, that is stronger, that is full of life, it has the energy, that has the focus, the determination. It's already inside of you. It just needs to be woken up. It needs to stop accepting the lies that society or stop accepting the lies that others have told you. Stop accepting the excuses that are even valid. Everybody has a reason not to. That is the easiest thing. That's the simple thing to find out. Everybody has a reason why. But to say, I'm going to do it anyway. I am going to push forth. Now, I can compare this to like several different inspirational people and people that are often looked upon as that. And what I want you to do is, if you ever do look at somebody and admire that person and say, I want to be like that person, don't do that. Don't be like that person. You need to be yourself. Allow that person to inspire you to grow. Allow that person to unlock your potential. But do not say, I want to be just like that person. That is limiting yourself to be like them. When you are made to be you, you are meant to be a better version of yourself. No matter what it is, we are all independent people. We are all people that are driving to be something better in ourselves. If you're listening to this, you are somebody who wants that. So what are you doing asking and talking about your excuses? What are you doing thinking about these lies? You need to catch yourself and stop and write it down and say, look, this is not me anymore. I am sick and tired of living this. This is not me anymore. I am going to change, whether it be a little bit or a lot or wherever you change as it goes. It's not an easy path to start often because it's uncomfortable. What you need to do is get comfortable being uncomfortable. There, I promise you, if I wake up in the morning and things are going so perfect that I don't know why, I can't explain it, that my brain immediately is like shocked and it thinks something is wrong. Do you know why? Because I am so used to being uncomfortable that it is comfortable to me. So when something is a comfort, when something is going perfect, if something is going brilliantly, as designed, as it should have, that I am not in my 100% state because I'm questioning every atmosphere, thinking there's something here that's not right. And even saying that statement alone is saying that I myself still need growth. But knowing that I need growth is moving forward. You knowing you need growth is moving forward. Being part of something and having this want, this need, this ability, there's something inside you that has to be unlocked. Do you want to be the person that is laying later in life thinking I could have, or I would have, or I should have, or I whatever? Or do you want to be the person that said I gave it every damn thing I had? Whether I passed or failed, I'm completely content with that. It doesn't matter. Some people say that the richest spot in the world is the graveyard. And they say that because there's so many gifts of so many people that died with them, that did not get unlocked, that did not get pursued, that did not have the opportunity to better their environment, much less others, that could have had a solid impact on the world, that could have made their family's life better, that could have just took the little bit of stress that you're going through right now and made it better, right? And that's why they say that. That's why they say the richest spot in the world is the graveyard. It's not because of, you know, whatever. You can die and with money or whatever. But the point of it is the ideas, the actions that you take. You know, if you have an action, if you have an idea, take action on it. Do something. Move forward. Like, it's binary. It's either yes or no. There is no middle ground. There is no halfway between. There is no stepping through a door. One foot and then having the other foot through that door and not actually going through the threshold. That's not happening. There is no gray area in life. You are either in or you're not. But that is a decision that you make. And as you make that decision, you will empower yourself to get rid of these excuses or fall victim to those excuses. I challenge you as a person to not hold yourself to those excuses, to not tell yourself these lies, to not accept the lies. We all wake up every single day with a challenge. It's simple. But I can tell you one thing that I do every single day that I've done for the past probably 8 years of my life is I wake up every single morning. And when my feet hit that ground, the very first thought that's in my head is I'm thankful. I am thankful. It could be as simple as I'm thankful for another day, another opportunity. Or it could be as a thought that I had from something that happened yesterday or the night before that was just so empowering that it brought my life to a better state and that made me smile, that brought me to a better state first thing in the morning. That is the most critical time that you can start your day. Do not pick up your phone the first thing in the morning. I don't care what you're doing. I don't give a damn what you are doing. Do not pick up and fall victim to the world the first thing you're doing. You owe it to yourself to appreciate yourself, to appreciate your situation, good, bad, or wherever you're at. You need to appreciate it because it will sink in and it will help you grow. I am thankful for another day every single day I get up. Because if I explain my past to you, you will understand the statement when I say that I am living on borrowed time. If you understood where I come from, if you understand the things that I have lived through, the things that I should have never walked away from, I should have never survived. If you understood that, you would know what I'm saying when I say I am living borrowed time. So every single day, it is easy for me. It may not be as easy for you, but it is easy for me to wake up every single day and be thankful for another opportunity, for another day. And to still strive to be a better version of myself. A better man, a better father, a better person, a better husband, and a better provider. This may or may not, that message may not be for you or may be for you. I don't know. That is my goal. This is something that when I speak into this microphone right now, this is me talking to me. You just happen to be hearing it. But it should be powerful enough for it to sink into you so you know that you have more inside of you and you shouldn't fall victim to the excuses that you allow, the things that are valid that you allow, the lies that you tell yourself that you don't even know you tell yourself, how you should unlock that potential that you have inside of you. It is simple as showing appreciation sometimes. It doesn't have to be complex. So you have to ask yourself, who am I? What is my purpose? When those two questions get asked, often people think they're lost. They're lost in their own thoughts. Who am I? Define who you are today and make a statement. Say who you are today, right or wrong or wherever you're at. You are who you are today and write it down. That doesn't define who you're going to be in the future. It just says you need to grow. It just shows you a point in time, a point of reference, something to refer to say, I need to grow. What is your purpose? Now, that's a whole different topic. What is your purpose? What do you want to do? What's driving you? Right? What is the force that pushes you to want more? Again, I expressed to you what mine was. To be a better man. To be a better person. To be a better father. To be a better husband. And to be a better provider. That's my purpose. That's my why. That's who I am. You break me down as much as you want to. That is who I am as to the core. There's nothing in this life that could give me any more joy than that. To continuously grow, to continuously provide for my family, continuously build a better life for my family, and to be a better person, be a better man, and to give back as much as I possibly can. Because it's the impact that you give on this world that makes who you are. And it doesn't have to be where you reach thousands of people. You may touch the one person that needs it, that needs that comment, that needs to hear that one thing, that right now. You may be in that state where you say the right thing to the right person that could change their life. I think Kevin Hart put it best in a recent interview that he had, is we got to stop being like in environments that we just feel like we're trying to act calm and cool and collective about things, and we need to start asking questions more. We need to start being more inquisitive. We need to start helping. We need to get involved more. We need to do more, right? And to give back, right? Because even he said it himself, if somebody that he touched in this world, that he empowered as much as he's done in his life, that he empowered to, and they can do something twice as good as he did, if he met that person later, he would feel like everything he did was validated. That's the same point I'm trying to get across to you right now. It doesn't matter, right? The answer's different for all of us. It is different for all of us. It is. There's not, I wish it was the same. It would be so easy that, but we could define a process and give it. But when it comes down to it, you have to know who you are. What is your purpose? And the answer is different for all of us. You know, the world is driven by results, and production is important, right? You know, production, it doesn't have to be in business. It could be in your personal life, your family life, however you're going about it. Production, in the other word that I'm trying to say and that should be said, is taking action and getting rid of the excuses. So I hope this reached you and gave you an ability to unlock a certain part of your thoughts to help you grow. And like I say, and I've said before, if this helps one person, it's well worth it. If it helped you, motivate you today to be a better person and to think more about what you do, then it was well worth it. And I'll keep doing these until I can do these as long as I mean, speaking off the top of my head and speaking what I solely believe deep in my heart into a microphone to speak to a person that may be hearing it, that it may need to hear this message, is easy. Because it was meant. It was something I felt that you should feel, that you should be part of. And I invite you to look at a better opportunity and ask who you are and what is your purpose and how can you be better. Stop telling yourself lies. Stop living in those excuses and be who you're meant to be.